Hello, you're listening to the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We have a very special episode about the Madison Solar Program. It's a program that helps homeowners, business owners, nonprofit organizations, and affordable housing developments go solar here in Madison. And it's sponsored by the City of Madison. We'll be talking to our guests from Renew Wisconsin and Arch Electric about that program in just a few moments. But first, a few announcements. The MTERRA 2021 virtual conference is on its way here. You can join the Midwest Tribal Energy Resources Association, which is putting on its virtual conference on April 27th through the 30th. The conference will feature tribal leaders, federal and state agencies, educators, and energy industry experts to discuss successful tribal energy projects, state and federal energy policy, and strategic energy planning to help tribes advance beneficial energy initiatives. Registration is free for this conference, and you can learn more at mtera.org. That's mtera.org for the virtual conference Tuesday, April 27th. Through Friday, April 30th. And without further ado, let's go to our interview with experts about the Madison Solar Program.
Hello, Madison. Welcome to the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast, a show about clean tech, renewable energy, and the ways this rapidly growing industry is changing how we think about power. The Wisconsin Energy Broadcast is a project of the Perpetual Notion Machine. Now, here's your host.
Hi there, my name is Heather Allen, and I am your co-host of tonight's Perpetual Notion Machine episode of the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast. And I'm really excited to be here with some colleagues of mine, Sam Denisky and Morgan Kamholtz, and a good friend, Stanley Minnick from Arch Electric. Will everyone introduce themselves? Sam and Morgan, why don't you kick things off?
Yeah, so I am Sam Denisky. I am the Distributed Renewable Energy Program Director here at Renew Wisconsin. I have been with Renew for almost 3 years now, and this will be my third year of managing the Madison Group Buy, which I definitely hope to talk about soon. So thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Morgan Kamholtz. I am currently an intern at Renew Wisconsin, and I do a lot of help with the Madison Group Buy program, talking to homeowners, and just helping with program logistics.
Great. Thanks for being with us, Morgan. Stanley, could you introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show. My name is Stanley Minnick. I'm the branch manager for Arch Electric, and I've been in solar, I think it's around 11 years now, and really excited to talk about the Madison program because I've been kind of watching from a distance and kind of admiring, and now we're excited to get to be part of it. So happy to be here and appreciate the chance.
Fantastic. Thanks for being here.
What is Madison?
Yeah, so Madison is the City of Madison Solar Energy Program, and Renew Wisconsin, the organization that I am employed with, is tasked with administering this program on behalf of the city. So there are actually three programs located under the General Madison umbrella. The first one is the Group Buy, which is basically our residential program that started in 2016. So it was the first program. And that program is generally geared to helping residents across Madison and now Dane County get solar on their rooftops. So we just make it really easy for folks to go solar for their home. We also have a business program, which we started back in 2018, the first year that I was with the organization. That program connects businesses that are interested in going solar with solar installers in the area. And we also provide a grant or a rebate for businesses that are interested in going solar. And what we do is we ask them sort of in return for receiving a grant with the city, they agree to promote and highlight to the community their solar installation and how it helps them both environmentally and even more importantly, maybe economically. And then finally, we have what we refer to as our backyard solar program. And this program is somewhat similar in our business program, but it is geared towards nonprofits and affordable housing providers in the city. And what we do, you know, like I said, we do some of the same tasks with them. We connect nonprofits and other mission-based organizations with solar contractors in the area. We provide education to them on how solar can help their facility and their organization. And then we also provide grants as well for organizations that install solar that just need a little help with some of those upfront costs. So that's sort of how all three programs work and how they work in conjunction with each other, but also how they are sort of aimed at different parts of our community. But as a whole, the program is just geared to getting more solar adoption in Madison and now Dane County.
Ah, fantastic. Fantastic. Thanks for explaining that. So Morgan, why don't you tell us, so if I was a homeowner and I called you or I signed up for the program, what happens?
Yeah, so when a homeowner signs up for the program, the Madison team will begin by pre-assessing their home, which essentially means looking at the pitch and the shading of one's roof and also their electricity usage. And by doing that, we can best determine the size of a solar array. Well, one, if your home is a good fit for solar. And if that answer is yes, then we determine the size of a solar array that would, one, fit on your roof and meet your electricity needs. And after that, then we would give you a phone call and walk you through some of the logistics of the program and some of the logistics of this individual solar array. From there, we'll connect you to one of our great installers that we're partnered with and get you with the site assessment. And then they'll kind of take the rest of the process from there.
That's great. So that brings us to the solar installer experience. And I understand you have three installers this year, is in addition to Arch Electric, who's on our call today with Stanley. Who else do you have in the program, Sam?
Yeah, so in the past, I should kind of rewind a little bit. In the past, and typically how solar group buys work on the residential scale is you get a bunch of homeowners together at one point that are interested in going solar. You then choose one installer or even a team of installers, as we have done in the past, to provide a lower rate. So what we do is we say, you know, we can provide a bunch of homeowners that are interested in going solar. Can you, you know, through bulk purchasing and things like that, reduce our rate? And that's typically what we've done in the past. This year, we're trying things a little differently. We're still going to, you know, provide all of the education and assistance elements to homeowners that we've done in the past, but we're actually going to bring in more contractors. And each of those contractors will offer different materials at different prices as well. And hopefully this will give homeowners in the area a little bit of a choice in the decision-making process. So we have selected Full Spectrum Solar to be one of our partners. We have also selected Midwest Solar. Both of those companies have worked with us before on the group buy in the past. And then this year, we're also super excited to introduce Arch Electric into the mix as well. And all of these companies have provided us with information about the price points they're going to use and also the types of materials that they're going to be using as well. We received responses from several solar contractors for the group buy. And we selected these three companies because we think they provided a great mix of both top quality materials, excellent customer service, and also an outstanding reputation and also experience with installing solar on the residential scale here in Madison and in Dane County as well.
I also understand that the program this year is moving into the areas of new technology. And maybe, Stanley, you can tell us a little bit about the additional things you're providing access to with your portion of the Madison program this year. I understand you're talking about residential battery systems. How does that fit into a homeowner's considerations as they're looking to go solar?
Yeah, absolutely. Batteries are increasingly becoming something that people want to learn about and want to implement in their home. It's something I think a lot of folks maybe see advertisements and prices are maybe lower than they actually will turn out in the end. And, you know, maybe there's some questions about exactly how is this gonna work for me in my situation, in my utility territory, and with this specific battery. And really, I think at the end of the day, with battery technologies in Wisconsin, with the current rate structures, it's not a financial decision for most folks. I mean, if you've got time of use billing, you might be able to model out some energy savings. But most folks who are going battery right now, I kind of liken them to the folks that were going solar 12 years ago or 8 years ago, when maybe it wasn't for everybody and maybe that investment was supporting that next round of innovation and scale that's going to make this a product that everyone can benefit from. So it's not for everybody, and I think it's really important that people have very realistic expectations of the limitations of not just the technology, but the rate structures, the you know, the electrical system limitations, all of this stuff basically results in batteries being a far more complicated conversation than solar alone. So what we try to do is really give folks a general idea of what's possible with batteries, give them kind of a range of what they might expect that additional cost to be. And then if they're interested beyond that, that's when we can really dig into the details of their situation and come up with a battery package and design that suits their aims. Because some folks just want the lights in their fridge to be on, and that can be pretty easy. Other folks want to be able to run their hot tub or something like that, which might not be feasible at all with batteries during a grid outage.
I'm trying to imagine how much energy it would take to run a hot tub. How many solar panels does it take to run a hot tub?
Don't make me do math on the air. That's a really bad idea. If I don't have a spreadsheet in front of me, I will not answer questions about math or numbers. So
that's very helpful.
I could include something too and kind of piggyback on what Stanley was talking about. And that is, I agree with Stanley, like, you know, batteries have been, have made leaps and bounds in terms of not only just their technology, but also their, you know, acceptance or how much people are interested in batteries. But as Stanley pointed out, they are still sadly, you know, kind of expensive and kind of out of the price range for a lot of folks. But it's also important to mention that, you know, there are a lot of policies, I'm thinking of net metering especially, that really make just a plain old solar array, if there even is such a thing, really, you know, really a great option for a lot of homeowners. You know, with net metering, so just kind of explain what net metering works is, a lot of times when you put in a solar installation during the middle of the day, assuming it's not, you know, cloudy and rainy and it's not January, your solar array is actually going to produce more electricity than you need. And that energy will get exported back out onto the grid, and you'll get a credit for that energy. And you can use that credit at a later time, at night, on really cloudy days and things like that. So it's almost in a way of having a little bit of a virtual battery, especially in terms of your pocketbook and for you, for your utility bill. So it's really important to mention that, you know, just because you can't do a battery backup does not mean that you shouldn't do solar by any means. And I don't think that Stanley was making that point, but I just want to really highlight the fact that, just like I said, just a plain old solar installation is really an attractive option for a lot of homeowners.
Yeah, Sam, if I could just add to that as well, and thanks for maybe clarifying for folks, there's nothing to stop somebody from installing solar now and adding a battery 3 and 5 years later. In fact, we go around on a regular basis now, and we provide quotes for battery additions to projects that some of our competitors have installed and to projects that we've installed years back. And, you know, so just depending on the system architecture, the design you go with, the exact manufacturer, whether it's a DC coupled or AC coupled, just to get a little jargony, you know, that decision and the selection of the battery most of the time will result in like complete and total flexibility down the road. So 5 years from now, maybe you've paid off some of the loans that you wanted to pay off, or you've gotten that promotion and battery prices have continued to come down, maybe you want to add batteries then. And that's a great time to do it, is when it makes sense for you and not when somebody's trying to convince you that you need it. I just think that it's easy to overhype batteries, and it's also easy to overstate their importance. I think that at this stage in like the early adopter kind of innovation curve, we just have to make sure people have really realistic expectations and just know what they're getting is still a limited technology when it comes to batteries. When it comes to solar, you know, the hard work's been done. The panels that I had on my roof up until a little while ago were 280 watts. The panels that got put on just a month ago are 370 watts. There's only 6 years between. I never would have thought I'd be pulling those panels off and the panels would be that much more efficient, but they are. So solar is a little more advanced. And like you said, Sam, it fits just about every homeowner that has an adequate site, as Morgan pointed out earlier. And batteries are just it's a different animal. And there's a reason that we try to really just be as transparent as we can about what having a battery means for you in 2021.
Let me just recap here. So I'm Heather Allen, and this is the Perpetual Notion Machines Wisconsin Energy broadcast. We're talking today about the Madison Solar Program, sponsored by the City of Madison, to help homeowners and other businesses and nonprofits go solar, make it simple and affordable for them. And my guests are Sam Donaisky and Morgan Kamholtz from Renew Wisconsin and Stanley Minnick from Arch Electric. So I'd like to ask you, Morgan, what makes a property great for solar? How do I know if my house is a good house for solar?
Yeah. So for a rooftop system, we often look for roofs that are pitched between east and west. So any roof that is facing east, south, or west is a really good fit for solar. And at the same time, the roof has to be mostly unshaded. Various levels of shading are okay, but we look for a roof that gets a lot of sun and isn't blocked by very many trees. And that just makes sure that the solar system is running at a really high efficiency and generating all the electricity that home needs.
What about the quality of the roof itself?
Definitely. Yep, that's a huge factor too. Newer roofs are obviously better. As Stanley mentioned, solar technology has come a long way, and now solar panels are lasting much longer than they have in the past. So typically, you know, a roof needs to be replaced every 20 to 30 years or so. And the lifespan of a solar system is anywhere from 30 to 50 years. So newer roofs are the best for solar systems. But anywhere from, you know, 5 to 10 years old is still a very viable roof for solar. Anything older than 10 years, we generally recommend a roof replacement first, just so you don't have to replace your roof while your solar panels are still on it.
What if I do need financing for the system? What if I'm not ready to write a check up front for the program? Are there programs that can help me with financing?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of options for folks who, you know, have questions or concerns about how the economics of these systems work. A lot of folks will pay for it, you know, out of cash or out of savings. Some people will choose to do like a home refinance loan if they're going to make, you know, other upgrades to their home, like a roof, for instance, or something else. But there are also sort of like what we call solar specific loans. And those loans can actually be those loans can be accessed through our Madison Solar website as well. So we're partnering with two different financial firms. One is called Green Penny, and the other is called Clean Energy Credit Union. And both of those organizations will allow you to apply for what I call a solar specific loan. And so you can get solar for you know, little money down, or you can finance the entire project as well and kind of pay for it over time. And that's what a lot of folks, more and more folks, I should say, are opting to do. You know, you can do this with a roof, you can do this with windows or sidings or a lot of other home projects as well. So it's really good to point out that this can be this can be attainable now for just about everyone. You don't have to have, you know, thousands of dollars saved up right here and right now in order to make these projects feasible.
Sam, can you speak to the process that you go through with the Mattison program to vet solar installers and to make sure that a member of the public is getting, you know, a quality solar installer for the job? And how do you ensure that consumers are getting a good product with this program?
We talked about before, you know, solar is really picking up steam in Wisconsin. And that means that, you know, people are coming into our state that, as, you know, Stanley pointed out, may not have everyone's best interests at heart. And so that's a big part of what we do. So we put out what is called a request for proposals, an RFP. And we asked certain things in this RFP of what solar contractors can provide to us and our homeowner participants. So then we collect those responses and then we evaluate them. There's actually, there was a group of, I think it was seven folks from around the community, around the county, that took a look at these contracts, and they all sort of overwhelmingly chose to go with the three contractors that we chose: Full Spectrum, Midwest Solar, and Arch Electric. And I could not be personally more happy with how our committee went, because, you know, choosing not just a reputable installer, but also an experienced installer is really, really important. You know, Full Spectrum has been working on the Mattison program with us since its inception back in 2016. Midwest has worked with us for the last 4 years as well. And they've definitely done a lot of other projects in Mattison, in the Mattison area. And Arch Electric, you know, they are definitely very experienced as well in terms of solar. They're headquartered in Plymouth, but thankfully they opened up an office here in Mattison and were kind enough to give us Stanley here to help us out and to help advance solar here in our community. So all three of our contractors, you know, are basically the gold standard when it comes to, like I said, quality, both in materials and workmanship and customer service, and in experience too, honestly. Since 2016, I should say, the program has helped almost 200 households install solar. We've done over 800 kilowatts of solar energy over the last 5 years. It's really exciting figures. And through those 800 kilowatts of solar, we've been able to pump in about $2.8 million into the local economy. And as Stanley said, you know, that money, that's going to your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, because these are jobs that absolutely cannot be outsourced. There's no possible way to do it. So that is money that's going right back into our economy. And it's really, you know, just not only helping the homeowners save money on their utility bills, but it's helping create jobs too. And I think it's really, really important. We just cannot understate how much of an impact it's been so far. But we certainly want to increase all of those numbers, the number of folks that have gone solar, the number of kilowatt hours we've put in, or excuse me, the number of kilowatts we put in, and also the amount of investments that we've plugged into the economy as well.
Yeah, that's leveraging a lot of investment. And then, you know, when you put solar on a rooftop, that is, you know, helps avoid the utility having to invest in further fossil fuel generation to generate electricity. So you're helping the state avoid importing fossil fuels and keeping those dollars local too. So not only are you investing in the installation of the solar and those clean energy jobs, but you're keeping, you know, in Wisconsin, we spend what, $14, $15 billion a year importing coal, oil, natural gas, because we have none of those resources within our state boundaries. And the more we shift to solar and wind and geothermal and all sorts of great renewable sources of energy, we can avoid shipping billions of dollars out just to bring in the fuel. So that's another way that this all impacts the economy. I'm pretty excited about renewable energy. I think there's going to be a lot happening this year, in part because the tax credits have been extended. Sam, can you tell us a little bit about that, the solar tax credits?
Yeah. So in 2019, the solar tax credits were at 30%. Last year, they got reduced to 26%, and they were on a schedule to be reduced even further this year. That schedule, thankfully, was paused a little bit last year by the Trump administration. They actually extended those tax credits, so they are at 26% again this year. And they will be also at 26% again next year. So that's really exciting news. It really helps, I think, our solar installers kind of plan out, not just our local installers, but really the entire industry kind of plan out, how these jobs are going to look over the next couple of years. And then the tax credits do resume their reduction starting in 2023. They'll be reduced to 22%. And then I believe it is in 2024, they do go away for residential installations and they stay at 10% for commercial installations. Unless, of course, we get intervention at the federal level. And I certainly hope that will happen. But for now, I'm just going to be content that we've been able to extend the 26% tax credit for this year and for next year as well.
Wonderful. Thank you. Why don't we wrap up with a few words from Morgan? Morgan, can you tell us, what you've enjoyed about working with people as they explore going solar and where people can learn more about the Mattison program?
Definitely. I think my favorite part has just been talking to homeowners who are just so excited about going solar. It seems like homeowners all over the Dane County area are super interested in helping Dane County create cleaner energy and just love the idea of creating clean energy for their own homes. So that's been really awesome to talk to homeowners who have, said, I've been saving up for this system for a couple years, or, my neighbor went solar and they absolutely love it. So I just know that I have to go solar. So I think it's really expanding. And just the excitement and the buzz surrounding residential solar systems has been really, really great to hear about from homeowners. To learn more, you can visit our website, mattisonsolar.com. On the website, we have recordings of past informational webinars that answer a lot of frequently asked questions. We also have a couple tabs about the pre-assessment process, some frequently asked questions, and the sign-up sheet if you're interested. It's a pretty quick Google form where you put in just a little bit of information about your home and your electricity usage, and then we can contact you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I want to thank all my guests today, Sam Dunaisky, Morgan Kamholtz, and Stanley Minnick from Arch Electric, for joining us and talking to us about the Mattison Solar Program. And that's MADISUNSOLAR.com. Thank you for your time and thank you for your work on renewable energy.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Heather.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Bye.